was Rosie the Riveter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Kimball, associate professor of communication at Seton Hall University, comments on why the person we thought was Rosie all along may not be the real thing.
You've probably seen her challenging gaze on t-shirts, refrigerator magnets, reproduction posters, and, of course, the internet. With her polka dot red bandana, outstretched arm, and flexed bicep, this icon confidently exclaims, "We can do it." She's Rosie the Riveter, and up until now, almost everyone thought they knew her real name. We've been wrong. The general cultural understanding, even among historians, has been that the model on whom artist J. Howard Miller based his We Can Do It poster was named Geraldine Hoff Doyle, a teenager who worked in a Michigan war factory in the summer of 1942. When Doyle passed away 6 years ago, media obituaries across the world erroneously mourned the loss of the famous face in the poster. My research shows a much more likely candidate for the poster's model is a woman who worked at the Alameda Naval Air Station in California in 1942. Her name is Naomi Parker. She is alive and well, but painfully forgotten to history. At the center of this controversy is a press photograph, long thought to have inspired Miller's poster, of a woman in a polka dot bandana in a factory working at a lathe. Doyle believed that she was the subject of the photograph, and her belief convinced many media sources and, eventually, an entire culture. But my investigation of the poster unearthed an original copy of that photograph, and the attached caption clearly identified the woman at the lathe as Parker in Alameda, California, not Geraldine Hoff Doyle in Michigan. There is a cautionary tale here worth heeding. In the age of the internet, stories often multiply and feed upon themselves, citing each other as sources, all distressingly void of independent research. And Doyle's story, because we know it isn't true, can, and does, forensically, tell us a lot about modern media, and what it says is, frankly, disturbing.
That was James Kimball of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
Rosie the Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage, sitting up there on the fuselage. That little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie the Riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine.